with just over $1 million more on the balance sheet than he was expecting for this school year. Sitka Superintendent Steve Bradshaw is surprisingly subdued. He does not consider the additional funding a windfall at all.
No, what I consider it is that we can make it through again next year, you know, if the board decides to use approximately the same amount of reserve that they use this year, then we won't have to cut as much out of next year's budget.
Sitka's funding boost comes from several sources. The district has 43 more students than it planned on and 3 more intensive students. Combined, that's well over a $500,000 more in revenues from the state just based on enrollment. Two chunks of one-time funding from the state for general education and for energy account for another $500,000. And there's another $400,000 in funding from the federal government's Secure Rural Schools program. Add it all up and subtract out increases in certain expenses, like salaries to cover paraprofessionals for the intensive needs students, some administrative expenses, and you've got a budget increase of about $1 million. For Bradshaw, though, the real windfall may come in putting money back in reserves that he and the board had pulled out to make the original budget balance. It's an annual drama in schools statewide trying to create a budget in the spring for the following school year. Things were particularly uncomfortable in Sitka since the board had dipped into reserves to the tune of $900,000.
I was hoping we could recoup half of that, but that's a hope, you know, and so there's no way of telling. And that's the tough part about the budgeting in this state. People get tired of hearing the superintendent and the school board cry wolf, but that's the only way when you build a budget on numbers that don't come until October, almost all the way through October the following year, the year that you're in your budget, that's the only way you can do it and still hang on to a handle on your finances.
Creating a mechanism in Alaska to provide so-called forward funding for schools remains a legislative goal for the Sitka District. Until that happens, the good news of a budget increase in one year could just as easily be bad news the following year. Bradshaw says there have been several close shaves in his years in the Sitka District. He was glad this was not one of them.
Have we not gotten the extra students and the extra 2 or 3 intensive students in the budget this year, and we had to keep that $900,000 in, that would have left us very little money to get through this next budget cycle.
Bradshaw is a short timer in the district. After 13 years on the job, he's submitted his resignation effective at the end of June next year. Time enough for one more budget. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.